This recording, Spain 8, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comagate Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comagate Secure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Goma! Goma!" which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Goma was struggling and huge. So it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered her. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive either, 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. All right, so my name is... I'm not going to tell you my name because this is confidential and nobody recognizes my voice. I left my home when I was 17 years old. I used to live in Menorca. It's a beautiful island in the middle of the Mediterranean that nobody knows around here. So when I was 17, I moved to Madrid. I studied musical theater, and I worked selling insurance on the phone in marketing. That was funny because I used to walk to school from 8 in the morning until 3 p.m., eat in the underground, and then I was selling insurance on the phone in the evening so I could pay for my studies. I worked as well in the airport and in delicatessen shops, where I put a lot of weight because everything was so nice to eat. And then on 2010, so that was on 2005. In 2010, I moved to London because I wanted to study in a school that was well-known, a better school. But then I found out that the prices were so expensive that I could never pay for it. And even if I got a scholarship, I wouldn't have time to get a job so I could pay the rent. So it was impossible. But then I started auditioning because it was and I found a job in Spain again. So I went to Malaga, which is in the south of Spain, and I was a singer for like a year and a half. On 2012, I went on my first cruise vacation, and I fell in love with the atmosphere, and I decided that that's what I wanted to do in life. I tried to apply, and it took me 2 years to get a job on board. But after I got experience in the hotels, they just gave me the job. El cielo está encuadriladrillado. ¿Quién lo desencuadriladrillará? El buen desencuadriladrillador que lo desencuadriladrille, buen desencuadriladrillador será. Tres tristes tigres trigan trigo en un trigal.